CliffCentral.com.
He was gone, but only for a few hours. And now, he is back.
I have come here to chew bubblegum and kick ass. And I'm all out of bubblegum. Oh.
Get ready for a brand new episode.
Are you ready?
The O'Neill Africa Experience. Let's go.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the O'Neill Africa Experience.
But we got no choice but to turn this bitch sideways. I can't believe that it's Freaky Friday.
The O'Neill Africa Experience. The home of African talent.
Oh my God. So say money day for the UK. Wanna. Hey, tapa tapa. I like the way your body goes, tapa tapa. Girl, oh, paka. Oh, tapa. Baby, get you to me like that, Santa. Oh, if you give me your love and attention, you will never have to mention. You will be my direction. Every time you go, oh, yeah. All the man, them go, I do. All the boys, them go, go. Say, let me do that, so go, go. Baby, while I'm
going, the O'Neill Africa Experience, the home of African talent.
Everybody, see, Maria, she got it from somebody else. See, Ngozi, you got it back for my number. Imaramae, I can make you my lady. Imaramae, yeah. Only you, baby, I put on Gunaya. Yeah. Don't be joking if I tell you, you're loving the fire. Yeah. Give me chance any day, I'm gonna love you, die. Yeah. Too, sabi, I'm a man, too, dry. Na so, if you wear on party, na so, I'm a picking where you go, carry, na so, I'm a little, let me love you, forever, love you, my baby. Sisi Maria, she got it from somebody else, oh, Sisi Ngozi, she got it back from my number. I will make you my lady. Imaramae, yeah. We go hammer, go buy you plenty diamond. Oluwa provide, oh, I go dash you mansion. I pray for the day where we go, put up in a phantom. My number one, number you my number one. If you know that I don't go function. Na so. I'm a picking where you go, carry in a soul, I'm a little, let me love you, forever, love you, my baby.
The O'Neill Africa Experience, the home of African talent.
Everybody, yeah. Sisi Maria, she got it from somebody else. Oh, Sisi Ngozi, she got it back from my number. Imaramae, oh,
for make you my lady. Only you, baby, I put on when I am. Don't be joking if I tell you, your love in the fire. Give me chance any day, I'm gonna love you, die. Too sabi, I'm a man too dry. Na so. If you wear on party, na so. I'm a picking where you go, party, na so. I'm a leech, I love you, love you forever. Love you, my baby. See, Maria, she carry for somebody else. We go hammer, go buy you plenty diamond. Oluwa provide, oh I go dash you mansion. I pray for the day where we go, put up in a phantom. My number one, number you my number one. If you know they are not go function. Na so. If you wear on party, na so. I'm a picking where you go, daddy, na so. I'm a leech, I let me love you forever. Love you, my baby. See, Maria, she got it from somebody else. See, Ngozi, she got it back from my number.
What a song. Malik Berry.
Oh man, what a tune.
Sissy Maria. Before this one, I played you something from Techno. Jogodo.
That is also such a dope
massive
song.
Massive song.
Jogodo.
Yeah, welcome to the show, man. It's the O'Neill Africa Experience on a Friday afternoon. Myself and 37MPH hanging out for a solid hour. The band is here as well.
I'm going to do it one more time.
Is this the last time it's happening?
Listen, I think next time, I actually had the stuff loaded up, but I had to make a quick stop at the shop.
Okay.
Next time, I'm just going to press the button. But I really, I get so much joy going beep, 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 beep.
No, it's very clear. Yeah, it's very obvious that you do get a lot of joy out of this. Oh, something else that's happening. It's Africa Day, right?
Oh, yeah.
So today we are commemorating Africa Day, a day which obviously commemorates the foundation of the OAU, which was established in 1963.
Yeah.
Something else that happened in 1963, Kenya gained its independence from the British rule.
Yeah.
And Kenya elected its first ever Prime Minister, Jomo Kenyatta.
Yes.
Also, a very turbulent time for the African continent. 32 countries came together to form OAU because they wanted nothing to do with the white rule anymore going forward.
Yeah.
South Africa had a few countries imposing sanctions on South Africa because of what was happening at the time as well.
Yeah.
So a very extremely turbulent time for Africa, but also the beginning of something, what we are seeing today, the benefits of the freedom that we continue to enjoy today because of those that sacrificed at the time. We are enjoying that today.
So indeed,
it's a very important day for us to,
in such a large way, yeah,
to reflect. But you know, for me, the reflection, it's mostly on what we have become.
Yeah.
With everything else that has been done, the amount of work that has been put in place to pave way for us, what have we done with the freedom? What have we done with everything else that was offered to us on a silver plate?
Yeah.
And you would realize that given all the challenges that we have, xenophobia, which is, you know, the poverty that continues to plague the continent.
Yeah.
Those are things that's our responsibility.
Yeah, and I think education plays a big role in you know, I think for me, the way I look at it, because I'm an optimist at all times, is a thing of if you're sensitive to and being proud of being African and actually knowing what's going down, if more people actually know the information that you just handed out to us, you know, the independence and how as the continent, how we interact with each
how
other.
How we came to be, yeah, more important.
I think, you know, the more people, education is key. You know what I mean? Having traveled to Kenya and Tanzania, I've realized our languages are the same.
Yep.
Pretty much. They're all based on Bantu. There's names, I mean, there's words that are common for all of us Africans.
Certainly.
Our mannerisms are the same. It's just so sad that in our territory we had that situation of xenophobia. It's a very, very, very sad thing.
It's not just in South Africa. It happens everywhere. Obviously not to the scale that we have seen in South Africa, but it does happen.
Yeah.
Anyway, look, we commemorate the day along with everybody else. What's happening today is that I know there are a few celebrations happening across the country,
indeed,
South Africa,
yeah,
as well as the rest of the continent. And I've seen people in African regalia all over social media,
yeah,
which is beautiful to see.
It's amazing.
So we are doing our part as the show. We are only showcasing African content today in terms of the music we are focusing on. And we also have a huge soul superstar joining us today. K-Lo, he's never been on the show.
Oh yeah, that's
he's a hell of a performer. I'm looking forward to sitting down with him and just catching up with him.
Likewise.
And yeah, going through his catalog. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the show. It is the O'Neill Africa Experience.
The O'Neill Africa Experience, the home of African talent.
Joining us shortly.
Experience, the home of African talent.
Yeah, you see the way you give me better love. The one that yelling my me and I dream better rough. I want to marry you till I be boo boo prayer was. My member lucky will down cause it's in the key doors. The testimony, you share when I mean you will type. What's on switch you would you look around and you will size. What they will hold, and it no be money, no be hide. Oh, what more pair would they be do? Let me dig the eyes. Finally, now we'll be chain, I come out like the Holy Ghost. And can then I be too copper and then be too gold. Yeah, it took me so long to get you. Till the second week, I will never let you go, me dollar.
For your body, yo. For your body, yo. For my honey, yo. My lady, for your body.
I still love this song.
Oh, body, yeah.
Sakodi, so hanging out with Runtown. It's called Painkiller.
It's a killer combination, man. Sakodi is amazing.
Yeah.
Runtown is a genius.
Hell of a rapper.
Yeah.
We've had Runtown on the show before.
Yeah.
The only person we haven't had is Sakodir.
Yeah.
Super talented guy.
Yeah, man.
Kalo, hopefully he will be joining us within, in a short period of time, and we will immediately go into our live performance of the day. Let's quickly cross over to Tanzania.
Yeah.
This is Mr. Ali Kiba himself with
Ajay.
Yeah. Yeah. Yo, what I gotta do to make you come through, baby girl? You're the only thing that's on my mind, and now I'm trying to find what I'm gonna do, baby girl.
I know I ain't never had it easy. Now I got some strangers trying to reach me. Been through it all, there ain't nothing you can teach me. Voluntary bitches trying to please me. Bitches were never around. Look, now I'm holding it down. I'm probably running the town. Haters ain't making a sound.
I suppose these are the joys of having to do a show such as this. You have to rely on guests who now and then disappoint. We're still waiting on Kalo. It's been 5 minutes, guys. What kind of 5 minutes? Oh, he's here.
Oh!
The man is finally here. Just as I was about to slander him.
How are you, bro?
So, in the background, this is music of MT. The song is called We Are. When we come back, we're getting into our live performance. Stand by.
Baby, you can ride with me. Only if you're gonna be my class, shorty. Don't need no boy when it comes to touching my body. Need the kind of man who kill or die for me.
It's yet another dope South African act. Her name is BK. The song is called No That.
Oh yeah, BK's been at it for a bit, eh?
She's super talented.
She's amazing.
Extremely underrated, but super talented. Ladies and gentlemen, as promised, Kalo is in the studio with us. Finally, after giving us several 5 minutes, a couple of, like, literally, there were a couple of 5 minutes that we were operating on throughout the show. How you doing, Kalo?
I'm well, man. How you doing?
We're just glad to have you here. You're healthy. That's all we can ask for.
Sure.
You've been well, brother?
I'm okay. Yourself?
Fantastic. Fantastic. Yeah. Let's get into it. We don't have much time. You're going to be performing two songs for us.
Yes.
Talk to me about the first one you're going to be performing. It's Norma, right?
Norma, yeah.
Yeah. Talk to me about Norma.
Yeah, man. It's just one of those songs where, in our daily lives, you know, I know love is very difficult. It's a very difficult thing. And people do us wrong and we still forgive. And, you know, even when your friends are like, I'm Antona, I'm Agaloya Antona, she's just like, you know, she's that busy.
Yeah.
You know, there are those niggas that just stand up and say, hey, Imeria, Mjeram, don't talk about my woman like that. We are bad. We are as but ah man, when love calls it, it calls it. So nice. No more being a teening hour. I'd prefer to be you. To okay. be with you, yeah.
So let's quickly talk about your inspiration. How do you find yourself in this business?
Tim White and Vinny Da Vinci.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they spotted me. And I was performing at House 22, man, you know.
Yeah.
Doing what I do. So, you know, when I perform, like, in Shy Live.
Yeah.
So they came and asked, hey, Donna, you mind me? Because we know your music. We've released a lot of your music, but
yeah,
we didn't know this is how you perform, man. That's where it started.
So has it always been dance for you?
No.
Okay.
Gospel, soul, it's music.
Where do you think you're mostly comfortable? Yes, look, I get that, but there has to be preference. At
mostly
some point.
Comfortable behind the mic.
Okay.
So all genres of music. That's Tuganga, dog. Anywhere.
Nice one.
Entesha.
We're live it. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going into our first performance of the day. Kalo is here. Stand by.
The O'Neill Africa Experience. The home of African talent.
Gratifying my inward feeling, cause you never feel obliged to part with reason. Make me better, the infiltration of your soft touch. Pleasure, it gives me pleasure. Oh baby, I love the people in this town. Oh, you're my baby. Cause everywhere we go together, you look happy. Enjoying quality time we spend together. Happy. It makes you happy. Nama bengati. It's in my benati, ding away. If it's in my benati. All the things that you do keep me coming back to you. Zingboni sugutungi tandatu. Intiziyo yami. Party, oh yes we party. We have a lot of rum and Bacardi. But why at the end of the day I have to go back and say my prayer and say I thank the Lord for blessing me with a woman like you. It doesn't matter what they say. But see, now my vanity thing I wear is who now and now it dwarfs. Na ma benati ni na we
your phone. You take your phone.
Outstanding. Outstanding. Kalo with Noma. Wow. Thank you, sir.
My pleasure, man.
So talk to me about what you're working on at the moment.
I currently just did a song with Maporisa and Lerato Khanyago.
Yeah.
It's titled Dali. Reason why I wrote that song and what that song is about. This song is basically saying, you know, with each and every action that you make with your face, through your, you know, everyday life, I pray that you smile most. And I hope that your smiles are so many because your life is worth living. But manjan kuluma nomapebeza, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm like, I believe that you're a winner. I believe that I'll be there to support you, you know, with everything you go through. And I just believe utungutali, you know, we're shy. It's just a song of woman appreciation.
Yeah.
Utali, you know, darling, but ikasira utali.
Do you write most of your music?
Yes. Sometimes I don't write though.
But yeah. What does that mean?
It's shy number. We just sing. And you know, so like Norma, I never wrote Norma.
Nice.
I was with Vic in studio and he's very good on the key, so I was like, yo, I'll show you number, dog. Let's do something magical. Let's not rehearse. Let's just, and we did it. And that's the recording you have. That's why it has no backings, nothing.
Are there any challenges for you in this business?
Life is a challenge, though. I don't want to say, you know.
What do you struggle with?
All I can say is the music industry is not easy.
So, what do you struggle with the most?
A proper management. Like, you know, people that will put you on, you know, I mean, me at Google, I record and, you know, I do what I have to do. I can't also beg, you know.
Yeah,
so you need people that, me, you know, anyway, I want to I'm still running, you know.
Yeah.
When you hear things like you're underrated, it's not because your music is less than anything. It simply means your management team is not strong enough.
How does that make you feel when somebody says you're underrated?
It doesn't make me feel anything. I don't feel nothing, man. Underrated is just a word or, you know, someone else's opinion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How do you stay sharp? How do you stay on top of your game? How do you ensure that your head is always in the right place? And, your vocals are always on point. How do you do it?
Exercise is good. Not always, though. You know, I mean, you know us artists, we've got quite some time on our hands and we end up having a life that's different from to the world, you know.
Yeah.
So gym, I guess, once in a while, but most importantly, do what you were born doing. Just sing. Like Minaya Gula, I create my own melodies on top of people's songs, but I don't do it like go when that's blow me and now okay, Roman, na 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 na, blow me later. No, I don't do that.
Yeah.
But when I'm driving, mangshay moto, I enjoy doing my thing. That's why I'm always riding alone.
What do you wish people knew about you?
Nothing. Just that I write good music and I'm a lover of love. That's it.
How would you like to be remembered?
As someone that healed people's relationships and love problems.
How do you deal with your own relationships?
Sometimes I don't.
You don't deal with your relationships?
Yeah, I just leave them. Like some people have, I say, vague, just walk.
How do you deal with the heartbreak?
Shy number. You sing and you drink a lot of alcohol.
What's your favorite drink?
What's my favorite drink? Water. Yeah.
Water.
Yeah.
Alcoholic.
Sure. I love cognac, but Leah, yeah.
Have you ever sang to a woman before?
Yes. A lot of women. My mother, my... No. I find it very hard to sing for a woman, but when I'm in a serious relationship, then, you know, a woman must get to that point where she earns it. I mean, you can't just be singing for any random Namnyantanda, you know?
What upsets you the most?
Dishonesty.
Has anyone in the industry ever been dishonest to you?
No comment. Who? What do you mean? Hey, no comment. Throwing in the deep end.
We are hanging out with Kalo. And we're going into our final performance of the day. What are you performing for us?
I want to do Dali, man.
Okay.
Yeah.
They have it. Band, are we ready?
Look, hold on. I released my album, ne? Before we get into the song, because this is not on the album.
But
Yeah, I released an album last year, November. It's doing well. It's the hippie. But obviously, I've got a message in there for everybody, so I'd like everybody to get it.
All right. So before we get into that, let's just check this out quickly.
With smiles birthmaking, when I pray, I ask the Lord to give love worth having. In your tears you gotta have love and happiness. In your tears you gotta have joy and happiness. Cause in your heart you gotta believe that you are a winner. You are a conqueror at heart. You are Ungutale, baby Ungutale, Ungutale, Anna Ungutale, Ungutale, baby Ungutale, Ungutale, Ungutale wa me, Ungutale, baby Ungutale, Ungutale, Anna Ungutale, Ungutale, baby Ungutale, Ungutale. Tell you about me, you are. You are
brand new one. It features DJ Maphorisa
and Lerato Khanya.
Yes. So whose album is it coming out on?
I don't know.
Who approached you?
I work with Maphorisa.
Ah, so you do a lot of work with him.
Yeah, I've got a lot of songs that are coming. It's just, you know, precision and timing.
Okay. Are you putting together an album? What's going to happen here?
We're working. We're making music. As to where the music goes to, we'll see. See me, dog. I like people that give me their all, because when I'm behind the mic, I give my all. You know, you come across those producers that think they're the shits, and they give you half done beats. Mm. Like, yeah, I know, I'll still add beats. Like, dog, so you know what am I supposed to do? Go back and forth and still add words. You know what I'm saying? Give me your best, I'll give you my best. And my producer is just that nigga that goes all the way.
All right.
Yeah.
Listen, dude, thank you very much for joining us and sharing yourself with us. We appreciate everything you do. Please come back again and just, share more of your art with us.
Yeah,
what are you up to this weekend?
I am in Rustenburg at the Cookout in Pukking. Come eat your heart out.
All right.
And then I'm in studio with my producer.
Nice one.
Sure.
Kalo, ladies and gentlemen, we're out of here. We're back again next week, Friday. Remember, everything you heard here today will be available as a podcast. This is an hour from now, from myself and the rest of the team. Mr. 37MPH.
Yeah. Before we go, I know you're going to hate me for this. Yeah. We got Kalo in the building. We got the keyboards. Come, let's go F major, guys. And we just bust out. A little bird told me that it's somebody's birthday on Sunday. Come on, guys. Let's sing happy birthday for my
so
boy O'Neal. I know, dude.
You're
let's
so
get it.
Corny.
I know, bruh. I know. You got a corny co-host and a friend. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear O'Neal.
Mr. DJ.
Happy birthday to you.
Where are the strippers? Where are the strippers? What kind of birthday is this?
Kick.
We're out of here. Remember, you can catch this as a podcast an hour from now. Thank you very much to my producer, Palisa, for putting the show together. We're out of here.